This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Farm music, Luke Bryan, and all of the things that we use to focus on what's going on. Maybe forecasting is part of our gig here on the American Family Farmer, a Good Day production. I'm Doug Steffen, here to go through the ABCs of what's going on in the farm world this week. In a moment, we're going to meet somebody who's directly connected to NAFTA. This is something, the NAFTA, I remember when it was put in, some of my colleagues called it NAFTA Shafta. It was during the Clinton years, and people thought, oh, my God, this is awful. It's interesting that this week the agriculture secretary, who is actually better than I thought he was going to be. I was a critic, sort of a loudmouth, maybe I was a little jerkish about Sonny Perdue to begin with. I don't like all the things that he's doing, but I'm watching him carefully because it's in my interest as a farmer to know what's going on. And it's interesting that Perdue got together with the trade minister from Canada and secretary of agriculture from Mexico this week to talk about what would happen in a newly negotiated NAFTA agreement. It's the North American Free Trade Agreement. That's what NAFTA stands for. So we're going to meet Jim Goodman, who operates Northwood Farm. He's a certified organic dairy farm operator. And how we'll talk about how NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement, affects him and farmers like him in a few moments. First, though, I want to talk about the impact of Amazon buying the Whole Foods operation. This is something that was announced last week, and people were surprised by it. What does it mean? Well, there have been a lot of people analyzing what does it mean for this, that, or the other thing. So I want you to talk, I want to talk with you about what I think it means to local farmers. You know, it's pretty obvious that the Amazon model is taking over. Walmart's doing the same thing. They're taking over business, whether it's the retail business where you get your clothes, you can buy a car on Amazon. You can do anything you want now, pretty much. And so what they've done is one more, you know, they're going to get into the drug business. But this now, this focus on what they're doing with Walmart, I'm sorry, with Whole Foods, they're using, or will use these grocery stores. There are 431 of them, and they're in upper-income locations. They will use these for distribution for all kinds of stuff that they do. So you got that. But more importantly, for our purposes here on the American Family Farmer, what I believe this means, what Amazon has always lived by, is creating customer-first mentality, and that's why they do so well. So this will bring it to the food supply chain. And as much as I have been, I think that, and you heard me say this last week, the Dow, the approval of Trump people approving the Dow merger with DuPont is anathema. It's horrible. It's just, ugh, mindless stupidity. But you look at that, I kind of lose hope for my breed of farming. And then I see something like this happen, and I think, okay, here it is, a reprieve for the local farmer. Because even though it will revolutionize the food supply chain, what they get at Amazon is the need, and especially with Whole Foods, the sort of at-the-table preference. People want the food-to-table model, the locavores that are part of the strength of this radio program. We devised this program for the family farmer and the farm business operated by families, the supporting businesses, and the locavores that use our product. So what I think is going to happen here is it will change the logistics model for food transportation. It'll get that fresh food that's being produced in your local area to you more easily. You don't have to go to the store. It will come to you. And this is great, especially for produce. But I'm interested to think, and actually I'm going to ask Jim Goodman this question in a minute when we're talking about it, because he's a dairy guy. And a lot of the people we're having on this month, because it's Dairy Month, are focused on that. I want to know how he thinks this might impact the dairy sector. There's a fellow that I read named Irv Grossman, who's the VP of a company called Americas for Multinational Logistics, basically a consulting firm, said, quote, Amazon will provide innovation while at the same time placing extreme profit pressure on the traditional grocery segment. In other words, he said, drone me some Brussels sprouts from the local farm. And that's what this, well, the drones will deliver all kinds of things. You have no idea what's going on. We had a discussion, and maybe it would be good for this purpose, Kara, to replay the conversation with a guy that we had on basically was telling us about the future of technology and how artificial intelligence is going to, we're not even scratching the surface yet of what artificial intelligence can do. And I asked him specifically about the model of Amazon buying Whole Foods and what will happen here and what, you know, it won't cost farmers jobs, but I see it strategically positioning them to get better and fresher food to the marketplace. So I wanted you to know what my thinking, and I think that pharma and healthcare are going to be the next level of this. But for now, as far as your local farms and farmers are concerned, I think their health will be enhanced by what's going on with Amazon taking over Whole Foods. You may agree or disagree. Send your comments to Doug@DougStephan.com if you would like to have impact or input on what it is that we are discussing on this program. In a moment, Jim Goodman comes to the surface here on the American Family Farmer. Right now, though, I want to talk to you about how your home is positioned, your farmhouse. In many of the areas of our country, it's been pretty hot, it's been pretty wet, damp, all that sort of thing. The wild weather, thunderstorms sometimes challenge your ability to keep the house fresh and clean. So I'm going to suggest to everybody who's got maybe an old time or maybe even a newer farmhouse that you listen to me for 60 seconds, talk about the value of a drier, healthier home as courtesy of Wave Home Solutions. This is an innovative company. They have solutions that are legion when it comes to air quality, water quality issues. And by the way, not only is this stuff good in your home, the Wave Moisture Control Unit is what I'm thinking about right now, but this is very good in barns and facilities where you're keeping and storing food to keep it healthier. You want to have, there are all kinds of very expensive things that farmers put in to their holding areas to keep the farm, to keep the food fresh. I think that if you were to go online to dryair123.com, you'd find some very interesting concepts. And so when you go on that page, you'll be able to see on the right-hand side, there's a little box that you can put your information in, and you'll fill it out, and then somebody will call you to discuss the air quality packages that are available. You can get free financing for some of these programs. It's a very customer-friendly company. It really is. And so I'm recommending, because I'm having this stuff installed here in my farmhouse, and perhaps I believe in air quality, water quality, and the solutions that come from Wave are the best in the industry. The Wave Moisture Control Unit, for example, is maintenance-free, doesn't cost a lot of money in comparison to if you put it up against a dehumidifier, it costs $100 a month to run. This thing is about 10 cents a day in electric costs. It dries out the basement, crawl spaces, any area that needs to be dry and fresh. Gets rid of radon, gases, and toxins, again, keeping the air in whatever facility, your home, your barn, your storage area, keeps it very fresh and clean. just another way to control the product that you want to deliver or to keep your life, your family healthy as possible. So to get the information, I think this is a worthwhile way to spend 4 or 5 minutes of your time. Go to dryair123.com or you can call them at 888-997-WAVE. That's 888-997-9283. When you hear this announcement, whether it's day or night, whatever time you're hearing this program, go there, check it out, and find something that will be of value. I assure you, this will be a good call and a way for you to deal with some problems we all have in our homes and on our farms. Dryair123.com or 888-997-WAVE.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that does nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now.
Call 888-997-WAVE. That's 888-997-9283. Or go to dryair123.com for the WAVE Indoor Air Quality Package.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
I love to learn about antiquated laws that are still on the books. Sometimes quaint and often downright funny. You can be fined in Kentucky if you don't bathe at least once a year, or in South Dakota if you fall asleep in a cheese factory. In New York, you cannot wear slippers after 10 p.m., and in Vermont, you can't tie your giraffe to a telephone pole. Such silly rules never made good sense, and they are certainly not appropriate for government today. Had they looked through the lens of liberty at the time, citizens would have recognized that such trivial rules were an affront to freedom, even when they were first adopted. In every state and community, the law books need to be reviewed and cleaned up often, and such old and dusty rules should be swept out.
All regulations curtail freedom, but we can fix that. Find out how at lensofliberty.org.
All right, let's bring Jim Goodman in here, who is, along with his wife Rebecca, the operators of Northwood Farm, certified organic dairy farm, fresh milk, local cheeses. You sound like you cut out of my book. I was selling raw milk on my farm with raw milk cheeses and that sort of thing. So I'm happy to have you here, Jim. You are a frequent contributor to the National Family Farm Coalition. What are we thinking during June Dairy Month? What's the most important thing that's affecting you as a dairy farmer?
Well, good morning, Doug. I think the biggest thing that's affecting myself and all dairy farmers is that the price that we're getting paid for milk, whether it's conventional or organic, is really not covering our cost of production or allowing us any kind of profit. So it's kind of tough to farm that way.
I got out of it. I got sick of it 10 years ago. First of all, having trouble finding good help, but I couldn't. It cost me $21 to $24 a hundredweight to make my milk, and I'm getting 18. Then it was a screw job. Now it's like 14, and it's ridiculous. The government gets involved and messes things up, and we got all these big companies, and maybe NAFTA is a part of it as to how we sell our milk. I want to know what you think of what President Trump said to the Canadians when we continue. I just want to get you introduced here. We'll pause for a couple of words from your local station, and then continuing with Jim Goodman here. 21 after the hour, Doug Steffen on this week's American Family Farmer.
Maybe not today. Maybe. Maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Now 23 after the hour, the American Family Farmer this week aimed at coming up with problems and figuring out how to fix them. NAFTA is a problem for some. Does it need to go away? I'm not sure that's the right thing to do. How do we fix the problems? We have with us Jim Goodman, who runs a dairy farm in Wisconsin. You can go to his website, northwoodorganicfarm.com, to see what the operation is all about. Sells beef directly at the farmer's market in Madison. And so he's someone who knows his way around. I noticed that you have been in Washington. You spent some time there, got a briefing on the Bayer-Monsanto merger, and also did you talk about Dow and DuPont? I wonder what you think about that, Jim.
Well, yeah, the focus of our trip there was on the Bayer-Monsanto merger, but I think this is just another potential merger in a history of agribusiness mergers that have consolidated the industry and really not done a lot of good for the farmer's pocketbook and the control of big business in the country. So we're kind of concerned about this Bayer-Monsanto thing.
Yeah, I think we ought to be concerned about all of this stuff, frankly. I don't like it is for all kinds of reasons. I don't like this sort of thing. If you want to kill this and these trade agreements, I was one on the air who said if the Pacific trade agreement had gone in, it would be the end of family farming in our country. I think it was a horrible deal. So as a member of the National Family Farm Coalition, you go with groups to overview some of these things. And even though you weren't there for NAFTA discussion per se, you got into that. What sort of things? I'm looking at what you wrote about the NAFTA agreement. You said it must be replaced with a transparent trade agreement that ensures farmers in all nations, Canada, Mexico, and the U.S., getting fair prices for their production. So what did you think when Trump said what he did about Canadian dairy farmers a month or so ago?
Well, I think, as usual, the president's trying to blame someone else for our problems. And, you know, Canada has had a supply management system, and their farmers have done quite well under it. The focus of my article, or at least part of it, was on the, I think, about 75 Wisconsin farmers that were dropped by Grassland Dairy because Canada decided they would prefer to use their own farmers' milk as opposed to importing, I think it was about 1 million pounds a day equivalent of U.S. milk. I, you know, the president says USA first, well, I'm sure the Canadians think Canada first and the Mexicans think Mexico first. So we all look out for ourselves. But as a small farmer, you know, I don't like to see farmers in any country hurt. I think there's a place for all of us, and I think that's to feed our local populations first.
Is it that we are producing too much regular milk? You're in the organic business. I don't think we can get enough of that stuff, and maybe more farmers ought to redirect, although it's not easy to get organic certification. Is that a way? You're not getting paid enough. I wasn't. I stopped, as I said, 10 years ago, and then I started with my Jersey herd selling raw milk on the farm. It was done in a way made me a better farmer, and I sold it for $11.50 a gallon, $12 a gallon, and still didn't make things work, but I was selling 100 gallons a day or more of that stuff, and I bet you could sell all of the organic milk you could produce, right?
Well, you know, ironically, the organic milk market is flooded right now, too. And
is it?
A lot of that, yes, it is. The reason our prices have dropped by about 30% over the last year. And I think the main reason for that is that there's a lot of really big organic dairy farms that have come online in the last year or so, and it's very questionable as to whether they're following the standards.
Right. The quality, yeah, absolutely. The quality, come on. Don't tell me somebody who's going to milk 5,000 cows a day on that pile of crap along Interstate 10 in Arizona or New Mexico is going to produce the same quality you are. That's nonsense. And that's part of the educational process here that we'll discuss a little bit more as we continue here. Jim Goodman with us on the American Family Farmer at 28 past the hour. Have you heard about performance-enhancing veggies that help boost your circulation, your energy, your stamina? They exist. And at the top of the list are beets, loaded with vegetable dietary nitrates that boost nitric oxide levels in your body for more energy, more stamina. There's no fake energy drink here. We're talking about super beets. Super beets. Exciting information from the folks who created this wonderful product. Actually, Mother Nature created super beets. Yeah, grow them. Come from non-GMO beets. They're cooked. They're dried lightly, and then they're powdered, so the dietary nitrates are protected, getting the blood to your muscles, to your brain. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Super Beets. Doug likes beets.com. Good place to start. Or 800-655-4183. That's 800-655-4183. Or order Super Beets at DougLikesBeets.com.
Loans are made by WebBank. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
I was making great progress on building my savings, but then I get hit with an unexpected car repair bill.
Keeping a close eye on my credit score allowed me to buy my first house, but an unexpected medical emergency set me back.
When the unexpected happened, Avant was there to help. If you need to borrow $1,000 to $35,000, try Avant. It's fast, simple, and transparent.
Everything is done online. There are no prepayment fees, and no collateral is required, and you can instantly check your rate with no impact to your credit score.
Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a loan through Avant. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. And now, Avant will give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your rates and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 5656 when applying. That's AVANT.com, promo code 5656. Go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 5656.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 1-800-656-9775.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Here on the American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen with my guest Jim Goodman, who is a part of a group, Family Farm Coalition, examining North America Free Trade Agreement, things that he has written, talked about. Actually, this week Jim wrote, Wisconsin dairy farmers have been duped. For a farmer, getting the news that you no longer have a market for your product is devastating. I got one of those letters a few months ago. It's especially problematic if you're a dairy farmer, since cows need to be milked every day. So in April, when 75 Wisconsin farmers were notified by their milk buyer that they no longer would have a market, state government officials took notice. What does that mean, they took notice, Jim? What'd they do?
Well, it didn't do a lot. I think most of the farmers that had been dropped from shipping their milk to Canada found other markets. I think the Department of Ag here did a little bit to help them out. But, you know, the suggestions from the government in Wisconsin was for the university to do some more research to find alternative uses for milk, which doesn't really make a lot of sense for me. The big question they never considered was, well, maybe we are producing too much milk, and if that were cut back a little bit, everybody might do better.
The marketing is a very interesting thing. I find it, I'm a free trade guy. I don't like the government being involved at all. That's why I decided to sell my own milk. You know, the only problem I had was dealing with regulators who think that selling raw milk is anathema, when in fact, as I said before, it made me a better farmer, and the product was great, and if there was a problem, we fixed it. But it became a standard for a lot of what was going on here with the other 24, 25 dairy farms selling raw milk. So, you know, there are all kinds of ways of creating a market, but when the government is so involved, you got so many different competitors that are almost being encouraged by tax law or whatever it is to create situations. You said it well. These big guys can't produce a quality product. It's crap. And yet we have them bringing their milk and getting it produced, and the average person doesn't even know where. You know, I got a kick out of the local Dean Foods operation here is called Gorelick in New England, and they have all over their trucks local milk from local farmers. You know what hogwash that is? They're not hauling. There are only 106 dairies left in my entire state. But if you stand at the border between Massachusetts and New York, you can count a truck coming from New York about every 4 or 5 minutes going to this production plant, and that's what we got all over the place. And so creating more markets, creating, if they want to do something to help you, you said research, well, what are you doing to make sure that we all are using the same standards? I think that's part of it. And selling, you want to do something, tell people in a way that is intelligent how good milk is for you. And you know, what else? What do you think? Maybe I should ask you and your wife, because you're right there in the firing line. What do you think needs to be done? You write about the North America Free Trade Agreement, replace it. So what makes your life and your farm a healthier operation?
Well, I think your statement about when you started producing raw milk made you a better farmer, and I think organic production is kind of similar in that way. Yeah. And you have to look at farming in the long term. You have to take better care of your soils, produce better crops. You need to know your cows on a kind of individual basis, which would be hard to do if you've got 5,000 of them.
Yep.
And, yes, you do. I think pastured cattle produce a much higher quality product than animals that are raised in confinement. There's really no question about that.
All right. So how do we get you to be better off? How does Jim Goodman survive and thrive in the current circumstance? Let's just talk about you and use you as an example of how we can fix this problem.
Well, I think for myself and any organic dairy farmer, if we were allowed to produce on, I guess, what would be called a level playing field, if the National Organic Program and USDA adequately enforced production standards and all organic dairy cattle had to be on pasture, that would make a big difference. If they stopped importing organic grains that probably are not organic, as we've seen
right.
in the New York Times article,
yep.
And let organic grain producers grow honest organic grains, that would make a big difference too.
Describe your farm, your cows, what you use for acreage. Just give us a thumbnail sketch of what your place is like and what your business is like.
We have somewhere around 70 acres of pasture for our cows, and of course they're on pasture from mid-May till mid-November. We grow all our own grains and hay for them. We also sell a little cash grain. The farm's been in our family since 1889. I'm the fourth generation here, so it's always been a small family farming operation. We've never milked more than 45 cows. And I guess I've always told people I always want to be able to stand in one spot and see all my cows at one time and be able to milk them myself.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I have about the same size place as you do, and I've gone now to raising dairy replacement, Jersey dairy replacement heifers, because I don't want to milk at the moment until I can find somebody who actually wants to run the whole operation. It's a headache. I don't know how you're finding help, but around here, finding help is one of the biggest problems, and I don't know that we're addressing that properly either. And I wonder what your inheritance situation is like. Does your farm continue with your family after you? Is there a son or a daughter who wants to keep going? How have you prepared for the future?
Well, we're kind of in the middle of selling selling our farm now to a young couple that wanted the farm organically, and so that's in process. We also hire some help locally, and we pay well above the minimum wage because you have to pay workers in order to keep them on the farm. And so I'm trying to teach a young guy that's working for us now a little bit about organic health care, and our partner's teaching him about organic crop production. And hopefully, you know, the only way people can afford to buy a farm is if someone who has one to sell is willing to work with them financially and give them a break on it.
So no one in your family wanted, obviously, to take over. You wouldn't be doing this.
Well, our son and daughter really loved the farm, but they both kind of had problems with allergies, which doesn't work so well on a farm, especially with animals.
It's interesting. My son had the same thing. Not that he would have gone down this path, but when he was a kid, he actually prided himself. He could load a hay wagon by himself, and it was really, he figured it out, good square load. I'm sort of remembering with a smile on my face some of the things that he did as a kid on the farm. But then as he was in high school, he developed some sort of weird allergy to hay and grasses to the point where he couldn't get in the field. He couldn't get on a tractor. He couldn't do the things that were necessary. I don't know, we've created a generation or two of people that are allergic to all kinds of things. And there may even, when you get right down to it, those people who are allergic to lactose intolerant, they're allergic to milk because it's overprocessed. You know, you have those sorts of things, and you wonder, okay, what do we do about that? There's so many things that we have to face. What a shame, because I'm sure you'd rather have had your children take over the farm and have to give it to somebody else. How old are you, Jim?
I am 63.
Nah. So will you stay as you sell this to the other, to the couple that's coming along? Will you stay and sort of help them run as long as you want to? You want to stay? I mean, once you, at that age, I'm older than you are, but I can't envision my life. I've been around cows all my life, and I don't want to even imagine a scenario in my life that I won't be around cows. I just don't want to imagine it. I wonder how you feel about that and how your wife feels about it.
Well, yeah, I feel exactly the same. I had hoped that I could milk cows till the day I die, and we'll just have to see how this all works out economically because, you know, like I said, the organic dairy business is under a lot of pressure now, and they have to run the farm in order to make it work for them, and if they can use me to milk cows, I'm happy to do it because, like you, I can never envision my life being away from them.
Yeah. Do you have a side job? A lot of farmers do other things in addition to running the farm. They have to support themselves, which is a pretty sorry state of affairs in and of itself. Do you do other things, or do you make your day from morning to night all about the farm?
Economically, the farm is it. I don't have any off-farm employment. The time I do take away from the farm is I try to raise hell and make things better for small farmers so they can start farming and provide food for people that want to buy good local organic food but don't have the incomes to be able to afford it. So I think I kind of look back on, I'm sure you're familiar with Jim Hightower,
yep.
who always says everybody does better when everybody does better, and that's kind of what I really believe.
Yep. Jim Hightower, for those who don't know, is a Texas-based broadcaster who is sort of a maverick. He's been on the air for about 30-some-odd years with his commentary. He did a long-form talk show for a while, and he's been very supportive of these same things that we're talking about here, probably more vocal about things like NAFTA. As I said, when I was first under the influence of people who were trying to get this passed, those who were against it, like Hightower, NAFTA Shafta was the battle cry. 45 past the hour, some more time with Jim Goodman in a matter of moments. Right now, though, I want you to think about how the weather has been. If you're on the farm and you worry about losing your power and not being able to milk your cows or keep your produce cool and crisp, I have a suggestion. I have a solution for that problem, in fact. It's the Champion Standby Generator. There are tons of competitors. There are tons of models. There are all kinds of reasons for you to go to their website, championpowerequipment.com, and see what they have. That's what I did. I went to them and I said, okay, I got this situation. I can't rely on the PTO generator-driven power standby unit that I have. I need to know that if I'm not here and we lose the power, we'll be able to operate things. And that's why the Champion Power Equipment folks came in. They are the market leader in power generation. If you go to their website, championpowerequipment.com, you'll find authorized dealers near you. You can locate one. Visit the website, championpowerequipment.com.
Recently, the First Lady indicated that many people, herself included, now know what helplessness feels like. I'm reminded that hope is optimism without action. Action, individual action, is what will improve your life. Some people believe that large public bureaucracies are the dispensers of hope. I believe that it is these bureaucracies that stifle hope by prohibiting individual action. Hopelessness is watching a member of your family die waiting in line for care while those bureaucrats party and get paid bonuses. I have a hard time empathizing with someone who will earn millions of dollars writing books and giving speeches about how bad this country is now without acknowledging their role in the decline. I see 2017 as a great year of positive action. My hope is you do too. I'm Gary Rathman, and this is an Economy of 1 minute.
Learn more at aneconomyofone.com.
Just announced, during the Ford Summer Sales Event, get 0% financing for 72 months, plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. It's summer's hottest deal on vehicles like Ford Focus, Fusion, Escape, and Edge. Offer ends July 5th. Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, and save big across a full lineup of Ford vehicles. Get 0% financing for 72 months, plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry into the summer sales event, going on now only at your Ford dealer. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 financed regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Focus RS. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new delivery from dealer stock by July 5th, 2017.
A few more minutes with Jim Goodman here on the American Family Farmer, trying to trace the roots of the problem and how to fix it. You optimistic, Jim, that all your work is not going to go for naught, whether it be on the farm or with your activism?
Yeah, I am. I, you know, we just do the best we can from day to day, and I think from the time we switched to organic production and started direct marketing, my wife and my goal was to try and educate people, and I think we've done that. You know, it may not have been an earth-shattering impact, but I think we just want fair prices for farmers, and we want people to have an adequate income that they can afford to buy food that's good for them.
Do you have stores around like Whole Foods that want to take product from the local farmers directly?
Well, there's a Whole Foods in Madison, but years ago I went in there to talk about selling beef to them, and they put me in touch with their Chicago office, and I found out that while they do have some locally produced food, buying on an individual basis from small farms is not something that they do because it's rather difficult to coordinate. If you're a fairly good-sized local grower of vegetables or whatever, or if you have a cooperative group of farmers selling beef or poultry or whatever,
yeah,
there
works differently. Yeah, Jim Goodman, thank you. Best of luck, Jim Goodman from Northwood Farm in Wisconsin. Here on the American Family Farmer.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has
been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Welcome to the farm.
Let's move into the commentary department here, overviewing what's going on in our country with the American family farmer and how we can have more input or how we can just survive. I have some thoughts about the president's proposed cuts to the dairy budget. And I'll share those with you in just a moment here on this week's American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen.
It's the end of quarter clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators. Get unbeatable deals on top quality pre-finished hardwood and bamboo flooring from just $149. $1 off per square foot on beautiful Bellawood hardwood. Woodlook waterproof flooring up to 50% off. And North American and European laminate up to 36% off. Plus clearance deals on small lots, closeouts, and more from 59 cents at your local store. And special financing. Hurry, get to the end of quarter clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators today.
Today we're joined by award-winning chef and restaurateur Chef Seamus Mullen, who's here to share his tips and tricks for creating restaurant-quality recipes at home any night of the week. So tell the chef, what are your top tips and recipes that'll turn at-home chefs into cooking pros?
Always to start with fresh, high-quality ingredients, especially when it comes to protein. And if you've ever been to any one of my restaurants, you know that I love to cook with pork. Pork is just an incredible, incredible ingredient to cook with. My go-to is Smithfield Prime Fresh Pork because it's all natural, it's hand-trimmed, and it's really a great, great ingredient to cook with.
So do you have a recipe you could share with us right now?
So I've got a bunch of different recipes I put together here. I've got pork chops that are maple mustard glazed pork chop with braised mushrooms. And we're right in grilling season right now, so one of my favorite things to do is just to grill some simple pork steaks. I've got grilled pork steaks with tomato and olive relish.
Sounds fantastic. Where can we go for more information and to get all these great recipes?
For all these recipes and a complete list of all the Prime Chef partners, you can go to smithfield.com/primechefs.
Want a more colorful summer?
Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Great Summer Painting Party, June 18th through July 4th. With colors like Beach House, Julep, and Sunny Veranda, summer never looked better. Your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store is right around the corner. Find it at sherwinwilliams.com/save. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Now 56 after the hour here in the American Family Farmer. So the president is doing some interesting things with agriculture in mind. I'm not sure he's too cued in or clued in either of those two things when it comes to agriculture. He's a New Yorker. What does he know? He lives in Manhattan, has all of his life. And his awkwardness around agriculture has been obvious, but he's trying. I give him points for trying to figure it out. The business about what he said to the Canadian Prime Minister about the Canadian milk market, it was kind of uninformed, but it was a way of shaking things up a little bit, which he seems to like to do. He's going to have an internet chat, in quotation marks, visiting Iowa, first time as president, and he's going to do an internet chat with the farmers in farmers in Iowa. Be interesting to see how that goes. I do think that his Cuba announcement is short-sighted, but as with him, I think in general, he throws stuff against the wall to see what'll stick. And things change as a result of his pronouncement, so maybe this isn't the end of the discussion. I hope it isn't, because I think Cuba is a great market for tourism and for farm products, etc. I do understand his concern and the others in the administration about human rights. So let's see where it all shakes out. What I do think, though, in regard to the USDA budget, there are a lot of things, a couple of examples here. $84 million cut in conservation programs, $210 million in cuts for the fiscal year on crop insurance and that sort of thing. Eliminating the harvest price option, limiting crop insurance eligibility to $500,000 adjusted gross income. It has been $900,000. And so that kind of affects the crop insurance stuff, which I don't ever think, I go both ways on this. I think the government needs to stay out of a lot of this stuff. But if you're going to do it, let's do it right. That would be my overview. In addition to the direct impact of farming, there are a lot of businesses that depend on agriculture, whether directly like farm equipment distributors or indirectly like retail businesses in your hometown. One inconsistency in the budget is that it cuts funding for conservation, even as the government mandates conservation to decrease soil runoff. I've always had a problem with these programs because they don't seem to be well thought out, and there's blame all over the place and not a real fix to the problem. It's good that they're re-examining that sort of thing. But cutting federal support for crop insurance removes a major underpinning of the rural economy, and that's something we can't afford, and that needs to be changed. So send your comments to your congressman or send them right to the White House. That's what I do. Doug Steffen here with another week of conversation and thought regarding our American family farmer. 59 past the hour.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.